Now, if you would be so kind as to tell me what those damned runes say.
Yes, well, it says, last chance for vague rhymes, so it'll be like any other.
You see this staff? I will either bash your head in or shove it up your buttocks, or both, unless you tell me specifically what's going on.
All right, all right. A quick question, though. Do you have any provisions?
What?
Handy. Provisions handy for going on a trip.
What sort of pointless jest is this?
If you wish to be unprepared when your fate befalls you, then by all means, continue to sit there and stare at me, slack-jawed and confused like an imbecilic jackanapes. If, on the other hand, you wish to have some measure of preparedness, then you will hie yourself to your larder and prepare, as expeditiously as possible, whatever you can carry for a lengthy journey, during which time game will likely be scarce.
When I didn't move, his face clouded so that his eyes seemed to gleam against it.
Well?
That got me up and out of my chair. It is most amazing how cynicism and skepticism can quickly be set aside when even the intimation of a threat to one's life and limb is being suggested. Without another word, I raided the larder, took everything that I could find and comfortably carry. Two skins of water, several legs of mutton, some hardtack, dried meats and vegetables. I wrestled with my priorities, for my lame leg did not lend itself to carrying heavy burdens for too extended a time. On the other hand, I didn't want to be caught short of supplies, and part of my mind was scolding me. He's having you all. This is some sort of game, and you are once again the butt of the joke. Have done with this nonsense. Right off the air and consumed as a cost of doing business and knowing for next time, and throw this oaf out into the cold. Yet I kept preparing rations. They always say it is better to be safe than sorry, and when it came to my safety, nothing took precedence. Not even the simple joy I would have derived from booting the man out of my place. Finally, I had everything I could reasonably carry together and shoved it into a carrying sack. It wasn't light, but it was bearable. Pulling it and myself back into the main room, I found the visionary still seated there. All right, visionary. I've done as you instructed. And so help me, if this is a twisted jest on your part...
I jest about many things apropos. But when it comes to my talent, nothing can sway me from the sacredness of my task. Is that...
He indicated the sack on the floor.
Supplies?
No, it's my collection of 8th century erotica.
Really?
No, of course not! Yes, it's supplies. Now get on with this.
Very well. First, your old acquaintance, Denius, will return quite shortly. After that, you will...
Wait, stop!
Well, according to this, this may not be the best time to tell me to stop.
I don't have any recollection of acquaintances named... What was it? Denius?
Well, you do.
Well, I don't. I think I have some familiarity with my own life, visionary, which this piece of paper of yours most obviously does not. I do not, and have never known anyone named Denius. So either you are a liar and poltroon, or else you're just incompetent.
How dare you! My phrasing of my predictions aside, there is no visionary greater than I. None!
Then I'm afraid that doesn't speak well of your brethren.
It is imperative that you listen to what I have to say because your future may depend upon it.
My future? Well, if I am to believe you, what I would do and not do on behalf of my future is utterly beside the point. It's all written down there, isn't it?
Some of it, yes. But how you react to it and anticipate certain occurrences and happenings will very much dictate how you meet your fate. For instance, if I tell you that you will embark upon a long journey, I'm not telling you how many hands you'll have attached to your body when you embark, am I? Whether you have two, or one, or none, very much depends upon how prepared you are to face your future. Now, shall I continue?
Very well, then. Pray continue.
Remember, I was the one who offered to give it to you in an oblique fashion just to avoid this sort of...
You get on with it! He looked back to the parchment, seemingly oddly pleased that I had lost my temper. It was as if he considered such impatience to be an indication that I was genuinely paying attention rather than dismissing him out of hand. This time I resolved not to interrupt him until he had finished all the nonsense.
Your old friend Denius will return.
He fired me a quick glance, obviously to see if I was going to interrupt him yet again. When I simply sat there with a bland expression, he nodded once to himself in apparent satisfaction.
Denise will be pursued by armed men who desire to kill her. She will seek refuge with you. You will reluctantly provide her with said refuge. Armed men will then attack and destroy your tavern, but you will escape through previously unknown catacombs.
What? Destroy this place? Catacombs? What catacombs? Aye, there's a wine cellar beneath our feet, right enough, but they are not catacombs. And what armed men? What do they want with her? What?
You will become a mere shadow of your former self while escaping to the tragic waste on the road to ruin. I think that's what it says. Although, sometimes runic R's can look like W's.
All right. I said that I would listen, but there's only so much of a limit to my tolerance. You spin a pretty enough tale, visionary. But let me tell you of some facts. Fact one, despite your assurances to the contrary, I have never known anyone named Danaeus. Fact two, I am not in the habit of standing up to armed men if I don't have to. Fact three, if someone shows up seeking my aid against armed men, I can personally assure you that I will turn that individual over to the armed men without a second's hesitation. Fact four, there are no catacombs beneath Bugger Hall. And fact five, which should be the most salient to you, is this. I refuse to listen to any more of this drivel. Satisfy yourself that you have availed yourself of my ale with impunity, for I have no stomach to continue this nonsense, nor a desire to hear any more.
Well then, you are in luck.
He was looking with what seemed great sadness at the parchment, and I could see that his pointer finger, which he had been sliding across the letters to keep his place, had rested on the final words of the rune.
As it so happens, you're not going to have to hear any more.
Oh, and why would that be? Do I lose my hearing? Does this rune here say death?
He stared up at me, and the fire from the hearth was reflected in his eyes, as if perdition itself was peering through to me.
Ironically, you're close. It doesn't say death, it says death.
Available now in graphic audio.